This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Former Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley once tried to crack down on e-cigarette companies. Now she's joining one of them. The company Juul says Coakley will join its government affairs team this month. WBUR's Ninjor Enwemeka reports.
Martha Coakley took on tobacco as Attorney General of Massachusetts. She also joined dozens of states to call on the FDA to ban the sale of electronic cigarettes to minors. So news of Coakley's career move to join Juul surprised some public health experts.
It's quite a shocker.
Richard Daynard is president of the Public Health Advocacy Institute at Northeastern University.
Martha Coakley was always one of the good guys, and it's possible in her position that she thinks, okay, I'm the one who's going to navigate and make this better.
Daynard's talking about the use of electronic cigarettes among young people. Public health officials say it's an epidemic, and regulators say Juul directly targets minors with its marketing. Dr. Michael Siegel is a researcher and professor at Boston University School of Public Health. He says companies like Juul need to address teen vaping, and Coakley might be able to help.
Juul needs to do something to try to keep these products out of the hands of youth, and they need to take some serious action, and I hope that she can help figure out what would help to stem the tide of this epidemic.
Coakley appears to want to do just that. In a statement, she says she believes in Juul's commitment to prevent young people from using vapor products. But Daynard, the Northeastern professor, says it's unlikely Coakley will be able to change the company.
The company she's working for is a company that's worth billions of dollars, and the value all comes from their youth market, and she's going to, whether she likes it or not, end up having to, sort of be an apologist and a spinmeister for that. It's not a pretty sight.
Coakley's move to Juul comes as the San Francisco-based company ramps up lobbying efforts in Washington. The company has faced lawsuits and threats from state and federal regulators. Juul is also under investigation in Massachusetts by Coakley's successor, Maura Healey. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.